Unless you're a little kid that gets the chance to travel around the world, most of us, I think, get our first impressions through, naturally enough, through media. And in my case, my first impressions of the world came through, well, let me go through a few different countries and places. My first impressions, or my first, I guess, bits of knowledge that a place called England existed, was probably the movie Dr. Doolittle with Rex Harrison, which I saw when I was very, very young, probably combined with the musical Oliver. My first impressions of France probably came from the short film The Red Balloon, that classic, that classic film about a boy's relationship with a red balloon, which on our old black and white television was very likely a gray balloon. My first idea that a place called Italy existed probably came through the Chef Boyardee commercials. Chef Boyardee is, the canned pasta, basically, spaghetti and meatballs or ravioli. And they used to have these commercials in which a kid would be walking down some ancient, ancient city and through, in modern Rome or modern Italy. And that was my first idea that there was a place called Italy. And then there's other places like, San Francisco. Probably my first exposure to San Francisco was the Rice-A-Roni commercials. They used to call that the San Francisco treat, and they'd have a video or a film of a cable car. So, which, of course, was just wildly exotic being a kid growing up in New York. There was like other things like models that would give me an impression of a culture. And I was into building train layouts when I was young. And my parents went on a business trip, or my father went on a business trip with my mom and brought my mom to various cities in Europe. And he picked up a scale model of a building for my train layout of a sort of a hotel in in Germany. And it was a very, classic looking building. Nothing that we'd ever see in New York. And that was just wildly exotic to me. So, how did you gain your first impressions of other lands and other people? That would be interesting to hear. Talk to you next time.